High emotions can leave us feeling weird, frantic, overwhelmed, and out of control. To restore our mental equilibrium, we need to calm these high emotions so that we can think clearly. This hypnosis track provides techniques to bring down your high emotions in order to feel calmer, less stressed, and more present.
Thank you for taking some time for yourself. And you can allow your emotions to be there as we begin to create a safe space for you to relax. And before you begin this wonderful experience, if you can take a few slow, soft breaths, breathing in and breathing out. Deeper into relaxation. And I'm curious if you can imagine a small ball in your right hand, about the size of a tennis ball, and you can allow your shoulders to relax, head, neck, face, relax, and you can send all of your emotions into that ball now. And I wonder what colour the emotions are in the ball in your right hand, or if they're moving, or how they feel in your right hand. And they can be there. And you can be here in the now. And the greatest gift you can give yourself is this present moment. Breathing in and breathing out, deeper into this experience. And I'm not sure you're aware how special you are. No one else has your life experience, your wisdom. You make the world a special place just by being in it. And maybe in the past, you've felt emotionally anxious or stressed. But the good news is there's a process to feeling differently. When Even considering emotional responses, like how someone feels about an advertisement, there is a strong argument for advertisers to pay attention to the consumer's instantaneous reaction. And slowly, over time, the consumer, their conscious mind adapts to their current reaction. And slowly, over time, the consumer's unconscious mind adapts to their current reaction. And if you were to imagine, if someone makes a tremendous belch and is really quite pleased by the sound they have just produced, and slowly over time they remember to be socially embarrassed or consider it socially unacceptable. And there is misattribution of emotion when people mistake assigning their feelings from one thing to another. For example, a hospital would be unwise to remodel its accident and emergency and the amount of drunks it receives on a Friday or Saturday night. But laughter from fake laughter is very easy for people to make the distinction if they put their mind to it. And as we mature, we learn to get more sophisticated about what we see and stare at. And even if we can't control what we see, everything will turn out just fine in the end. And as you probably are aware, at the end of the Korean War, the thousands of American soldiers, prisoners of war, that were brainwashed, their views changed to be anti-American. But once they were repatriated home, their thoughts normalized. And I'm curious if you're aware how graceful you are, wading through life's baloney. The pandemic, natural disasters, wars, information on television screens and iPads and mobile phones. That's how graceful you are. And how do you know how normal you should feel? People here in Australia that have experienced floods in Lismore will first be in a state of denial. They can't believe it's happened. And the people at war in Ukraine will be in a constant state of fight or flight. And it's great to get really passionate about business or career goals. But there are some fine steps that clients need to take to stay within cultural norms, not to be mistaken with unrealistic expectations. Cultural norms might be you mow your lawn. It's an informal responsibility. Or utilizing your language. You don't try to impress others with your vocabulary. Etiquette and politeness. Like here in Australia, if you've just passed a police car, you flash your lights to the oncoming traffic on the other side of the road to let them know there's policemen up ahead. A bit of this and a bit of that. And it's culturally normal to wish someone happy birthday, celebrate the new year, watch cricket or footy, swim during summer, have a bit of junk food or franchise food every now and then. A bit of this, a bit of that, and exercise a bit, but not too much. Not everyone has these cultural norms, but to stay in tune with society, sometimes you've just gotta go with the flow. And if you can imagine looking at the ball in your right hand, I wonder if all the cultural norms are there. And if that ball was a crystal ball that could allow you to see in the future, what cultural norms would you put in there? I don't know if you would make more social outings, go for calm, relaxing walks, cook more nice meals on the weekend, more fun times, try new things, and as you begin to create your future in your crystal ball, I'm curious what are all the nice feelings you will have. Laughter, relaxation, feeling grounded, down to earth, energized, enthusiastic. Is there a smile on your face? Once you have the crystal ball just right, you can spread those feelings throughout your entire body now, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And isn't it wonderful to know? Just like the result of a football game can change your state for a few days. You have your crystal ball ready to top you up at any time. When you're ready to reorient yourself back to your external world, you can take a few energized breaths, stretch out, open your eyes, welcome back. You're perfect, just as you are.